And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. Hey, nowadays, we wake up each and every day and there's someone somewhere who is asking for donations. And the truth is, we are people who have hearts. It's hard not to help, especially once someone reaches out to us as the public and lets us know of a situation. But now there are those who are taking advantage of the situation, taking advantage of our feelings, our empathy. Mundu I, even on socials, claim a donation, and then we later discover they didn't quite do what they were asking the money for. And the situation is questionable that they explained to us as the public. And it's disheartening. Angifuna ukukhuluma manga. Mainly because I strongly believe ukuthi united we stand, divided we fall. But if when we try to unite for the greater good, we realize that it was a scam. Kancane we're going to shy away from helping out. And mainly because money is a very sensitive conversation to have with anyone in the country right now. Sonke siyakhala, tindo tiyadura, you know, we are trying. It's not everyone who, you know, would just donate and it wouldn't matter ukuthi they gave away money. We are sacrificing somewhere. Now, the reality is akhona ama donation scams, also known as charity fraud. It involves deceptive practices where individuals or groups solicit donations for fake or non-existent charities or misrepresent how funds will be used. Njengoba ngishilo, lo munyathi, hey, ngithe nenza wekhala kwasha kwaqhima the next thing so poster. And scammers exploit people's generosity and compassion, often targeting those affected by disasters or tragedies to steal money. So we need to understand as well, Guti, it is a crime. It is charity fraud. So ungathi wena now can uga soft life ubona ukuthi ayiklangani so vele nje uvuka ukuthi okay angibaqoqele nje story lesibhlungu ngicela ema donations. It is wrong. It is a crime above everything else. But ngifuna kuva ngawe with the question of the evening being, if you donated money and later discovered it was a scam, would you want a refund or let it go? So ngitova ngawe sikhokho sami ukuthi wena uthini uthi I would let it go, but next time. And elengingakufuni ngilokuthi next time angeke ngisadonate ngoba sisatobuya sikhale even nathi sisi hayi man asisincediseni ngala bese anisancedisi sekuba buhlungu because this is someone who really needs it. So let me know on the station's Facebook page today, Smooth Operator. And you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini, and we're talking donation scams, also known as charity fraud, because, yeah, it has become a thing and it is real. And the sad thing is it's going to hinder the progress of legitimate charity campaigns. Now, with the question of the evening being, if you donated money and later discovered it was a scam, would you want a refund or let it go? Now, some of the common tactics used in donation scams are fictitious charities. Now, you need to understand that obviously for someone to get something from us, they're going to want to share a story. They're going to want, you know, to tell us of something sad that happened. And because every other cause, whether it's a registered charity or whatnot, it will be clear on why it needs funding. It will be clear on, you know, what the reality is of what they are trying to assist with in society. So obviously, once kwabana a sad story, we even know that with our friends. If there's a sad story, I'm going through a lot, hey, lana gune crisis, we must automatically know where it's going. Even if the person doesn't ask for donations, but the reality is you are sharing this with us with an intention. And what is the intention? What exactly are we meant to do? Now, impersonating legitimate charities, sometimes we think there'll be something dodgy about where we're sending the money through, like someone not even giving us their account details, and even going as far as creating one specifically for that. Hey, abasasabi bantu, nyalo, they will give you the right details, banking details, where their name and surname and everything reflects ukuthi vele yakhe le account, knowing very well ukuthi this is a scam. So ungathwana Fezile, you know, as long as I can verify the account, nan, I'm at ease. Segu wrong, segu raf. Misrepresenting charitable purposes, accepting donations but not using the funds for their stated purpose, or soliciting funds under false pretenses. Now, this is where most of us then start to realize that we've been scammed. Where someone might say, for instance, they need donations because they are homeless, or lahle ahlala khona uyahlukunyedwa chiki says donatile, but the person is not changing residence, ubonakala sola khona lapho, but however evidence of spending iyabonakala ukuthi this person is spending the money. They are, we yabona ukuthi sekuba ne confusion to say we donated because sathi ukuthi we are helping you get a shelter, we are helping you get an alternative residence that will be good for your well-being. But now we've done that, but akunalishintsho lelendakalako. Now, urgent appeals is another tactic where using high pressure tactics and emotional language to create a sense of urgency and pressure donors into making immediate donations. This could be gutimundu avele akhala ahlangahlangana aku state where vele akagezi siyabona ukuthi uyimess. Now, one thing that is quite sad about all of the things that I've mentioned, which are tactics, because obviously if you want people to donate, you're going to play with their feelings. You want to appeal to their emotions. You want to trigger certain emotions. Some can, you know, end up donating simply because they can relate to the crisis. Ngoba nabo they've been there. We need to understand, Gutsi, just because someone is giving us a perfect setup, where yes, ubonakala as stranded, yes, ubonakala hlangahlangene or alimele, does not necessarily mean that it's not a scam. We are bona kuthi kungani ngithi mina, it is really, really tricky, and it's unfortunate that people are going this route, because siyothi noma sesimbona umuntu lothi nganqetho kuqaqa ukuthi no, this is legit, but siphinze futhi singanqetsisi because we've been played before. But I'm going to be getting into your comments as to Gutsi, in a case where you've fallen victim to that, would you want a refund, let it go, or would it be a lesson to say, I vele, stay away from donations? Same to hang out on the station's Facebook page, is Rise FM 943, and you know what to do. But for now, it's Nomfundo Vilakazi, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, which is Rise FM 943, Gutsi, if you donated money and later discovered it was a scam, would you want a refund or let it go? MG Mkacha, Osi, bring back the money. Toshia, Uti, money back. And Ntombenhle Thobile, Uti, let it go. Banele Princess, let it go. Sibusisiwe Sandla Lesiphako kunalesamukelako. Jelo Khoza, let it go for peace sake. Ngisaso, Uti, ngizosebenza. Ngizoba nayo futhi. Good evening, Fezile. Good evening to you too, J-Lo. Slungile Jesu as a halfway. It's no excuse, bring back my money. Sabelo Msuthu okaqebisa uthi ngitoyeki cwile ngoba bengadi kodwa ngidofunzela lelitako ukuthi ngingabokhiphi imali ngingake ndilikwaningo ngaloyo lofika wangicela i-donation. Prince Mnisi uthi, let it go, but next time I'll make sure ukuthi angiyiphinzi lento ngoba yey, too many crooks lamalangaphandle. Joyce Chuchu uthi, let it go, and it will be a hard lesson to learn that I shouldn't trust anyone with money, especially donations. Tulane Baba Lwandile Pagania uthi, let it go for peace sake. Siyabonga Zungu uthi, ngavele ngithule bese ngiyendumbeni kagogo Mrembula tile nabo. Mlungisi Paul Mathebula uthi, for the reason of not wanting people to know that I've been scammed, I will let it go and keep it to myself. And Nhlanhla Patrick Masego uthi, it happened once and never wanted it back. Kolani Mukwenota, I want it back with interest, no time for thieves. Sbu Kid Babuza uthi, if it's a scam, no money will be refunded. True, but we are actually creating an awareness around this thing. Uthi, people cannot just go on social media and tell sad stories and lie to people because they want money. Because the reality is, you are endangering your life. Inasmuch as God bless those who say they will let it go, bakhona labangeke. Bakhona abantu who will target you and nitolinyatwa abantu. That is the truth, because in the eyes of the public, awusahlukanga nesigebengu lesingenisa abatshontshela. Yebo bakunikele imali willingly. But do not assume that everyone is going to be okay with knowing that you scammed them and you're going to get away with it. Nitobulawa abantu. And ayikho into lebuhlungu njengokuthi wena ukwendile uthi wenda kuhlakanipha, but now the people who are threatening, labathi siyayifuna, now that we are aware ukuthi this was a scam, awubathi they are strangers to you, but you are no stranger to them, because they are going to get your details, they are going to find out ukuthi utholakala njani. And these are different people. Some that you don't know, ukuthi, you know, babantu labanjani emphakathini, labanye vele bayashayana, labanye vele digebengu, we understand. So it's not worth it. It is not worth the violence that could ensue as a consequence of ukuthi wena wenda kuhlakanipha, you are going to the public to tell a sad story to make a quick buck. Don't do it. Not everyone is going to say it's okay, especially because labanye bakhipha imali yabo iqina. So asicabangeni nangabe sithi sinetinkinga temali sifuna kwenda imali, please le ma donation I strongly discourage, ngoba kuyoba sekungithi sifuna ijustice. So utholakala ushajwe wabangilenye indo wayolahlwe etigangeni somewhere, singayitholi nempendulo, kanti these are the consequences of a scam lo ayenda wena wamuva on nemali wakhohlwa kodwa abanikati bemali bangakhohlwa. So as a family,